Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
Today on Carrie's Couch, I've got Justin Foxton, and we're going to be talking about adoption. So perhaps you and your partner or you alone are thinking about adopting a child. What is the process? How do you go about it? And especially here in South Africa. So welcome to East Coast Radio, Justin Foxton.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. So Justin, how is it that I'm speaking to you? What is your position when it comes to adoption?
So Carrie, about 10 years ago, my wife and I started the baby home. I've since then launched four or five of them across Durban. So our interest in adoption came about when we started the baby home, and my wife Kathy said, we can do this, but if after a year the babies haven't been adopted, we're going to adopt all of them. So I got nervous and I started fiercely researching the world of adoption, and we got into becoming real advocates for it. We launched the KZN Adoption Coalition about 8 years ago, and since then we've adopted our own, and we've become really, really passionate about it, Carrie.
Before we get into the process of the forever home coming from the person who's going to be the forever home, do you still have any contact with any of these babies who stole your heart, or do you have to kind of cut ties once that adoption's taken place?
No, we do. We all do. You know, the carers, the crisis parents, us, we really do keep in touch with quite a few of them. And of course, they're adopted all over the country and all over the world. So it really is a beautiful thing to watch them on social media and to hear from the parents and to track their progress.
So then, Justin, let's get straight into it. I'm a married man and woman. We cannot have children for whatever reason, and we would like to adopt. What is the first thing you do in order to get into the system?
Carrie, you know what? I would start with contacting your local child welfare. That's a really good place to start, and especially here in Durban, because Durban Child Welfare has an extremely competent adoption unit, and they are really, really excellent. And so all of the families that we adopt to are first screened through Durban Child Welfare. And so if you are wanting to go that route, they hold great info sessions, and they have really good social workers who will give you the necessary information. So child welfare is a good place to start. Not such a great place to start is your local baby home. We really do advise, you can obviously come and volunteer with us and spend time with the babies, but we would say start by going to child welfare, and they will be able to help you take that first step.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Because I guess some people think that they're going to maybe give some of their time and go to the baby home, for example, and now they start to bond with some of the children, then they fall in love with child A, and now they want child A. And that's not going to work like that, is it?
It's not. It really isn't. And it's so dangerous because our hearts melt and we fall in love with particular children only to discover that they are not technically and legally adoptable. And this is where the heartbreak around adoption can often come. You know, we hear stories and we've experienced stories of parents just falling madly in love, and then they hear from the social worker that that child is not eligible for adoption. And we kind of go, how can that be? This child's in a baby home. This child was given up for adoption. This child was abandoned, whatever the case may be. But there is a process to follow, and that process is there to safeguard the life of a child. So to come in via a sort of side route and fall in love first is kind of putting the cart before the horse.
Okay, so then I've got some questions, and these are kind of like yes or no questions, and if you want to go into more detail, you absolutely may. But can a single person, so I don't have a husband or wife or even a partner, I'm a single lady or man, but I know that I want to be a dad or a mom, can I adopt a child?
For sure, absolutely. Cutting right to the chase on this, Carrie, everybody, there's no impediment to adoption. Everyone can adopt. Single parents, couples, provided you are screened and found suitable for adoption, and obviously provided you're an adult, you can adopt regardless of your status, I guess.
So that obviously refers to a same-sex couple as well?
Definitely, and we are so proud of that because we were the first baby home in KZN to adopt a baby to a same-sex couple about 7 or 8 years. I mean, can you believe that we were the first? I mean, it seems crazy, but we were, and I think it was a real breakthrough because I think a lot of people have been really campaigning for that, and so it paid off. And since then, we've had numerous same-sex couples adopting from the baby.